Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Welcome to Energy and Radiance Radio. My name is Katherine Huber, Queen Sparkle Spitter of America, and I'm a life energy coach. We at Energy and Radiance Radio want to bring you the most inspiring, the most energetic 60 minutes of radio on air. Weekly guests and topics are going to have you energized and so pumped that your radiance is going to spew out. This week is no exception. In fact, you might want to hold on to your pants because I've got a guest for you. Before I get to her, I know that you are starting off 2017 with a focus on your health and wellness, and I am thrilled to introduce an amazing program that will help you balance, have you focus on your mindfulness and your health. My friend Iron Joe Fit is offering an amazing online Tai Chi course that you have got to check out. This course is definitely Sparkle Spitting Queen approved. So if you want to get your balance together, get your mindfulness on point, and take care of your health all at the same time, you need to head over to bit.ly/ERRadioTaiChi and sign up today. Now, I am thrilled to have this guest on. As I warned you, you need to hold on to your pants, people, because this is just going to blow your mind. This authentic communication expert coach coaches her clients to be more effective lovers, friends, bosses, and coworkers, and helps you clean up yourself so that you can build stronger relationships. I am utterly honored and just so blown away that she would say yes to coming on my radio show. My friend Tanya is on the show today. Get ready, Tanya is going to spit some fire, people. She's a fire spitter. So, Tanya, what's up? Thank you for being on here. I appreciate you being here.
Katherine, hello, everybody. Hello. Yes, my name is Tanya Savitt. I am an expert communications coach. Katherine, I want to throw it right back at you. You are an amazingly phenomenal, genuine coach yourself. Your energy is off the wall. Whenever I watch you and talk with you, I get that radiance and I get that energy, and I'm just like pumped out of my mind for the rest of the day. And I'm honored that you even asked me to come on. So I throw it all right back to you.
Well, lady, I really, like, I think these people are, like, literally, guys, get ready, because this show is going to be so full of energy. And I want to give you guys a little bit of a, Tanya came up with something that's super gracious just for my audience only. So I feel honored that she would do this. For this radio show audience only, I'm so excited about the special offer that Tanya is giving to you guys. Be the first one to post hashtag pumped up energy under the Energy and Radiance Radio post on her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tanya, and it's TANYA.SABAT.9, and you will win a 1 hour consulting session with my friend and expert communications coach, Tanya. We also will be taking call-ins, guys. This is the exciting part. Like, you can ask Tanya or I whatever you would like to. So I'm going to give you a number right now, and you feel free to call in. Don't be shy, y'all. It's 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. Now, Tanya, I want to throw it back over to you, and I want you to kind of tell my audience who you are. If people don't know you, who is Tanya, and what is your most effective quality that makes you a superior communications expert coach?
As always, you have excellent questions, and that is a brilliant question. So what makes me a unique coach? Well, a lot of people on this earth have been born with intuition. their intuition may or may not be very developed. My intuition, my gut feeling, my inner voice, all of that is extremely well developed due to my personal work on it. But then as I was talking to these professionals that I had worked with over the past 15 plus years on myself, I learned from them that, no, this has always been within you. You were born with this. So it's something that was always within you, always sharpened. You just needed to polish it up. So everybody probably has it and they can polish it up. However, I was born with like an extra layer of wonderfulness around mine. So that's the real kind of kicker that I offer, which is why I am an expert communications coach, that I kind of didn't even choose to do. It chose me. I felt an inner burning calling for the last 10 years of after I cleaned up my entire mess of my world. I thought to myself, wow, I feel like I'm holding a magic genie in my hand. So a lot of people started to call me the key to the answers, the key to the solution, the key to your situation, your problem. So I do coin myself as the key.
I love that. And I love that you use that hashtag too. That just made it like uber clear to why you're always using the hashtag. So if you guys are looking for Tanya on social media, that's a great way to find her. If you search on Twitter, I am the key, I believe, correct? Is that right, Tanya?
Yes, absolutely.
Then you will find a lot of her amazing live streaming material. And that's honestly, Tanya's a lot like I am. And she's fabulous on live stream. And that's where you're going to get all the quality for sure, for sure. So let's talk about how you got into coaching to give my audience a little bit of a background, Anya.
Absolutely, yes. So I don't know if your audience really is familiar with the word or with the term dysfunctional family. Most people come from a dysfunctional family. That's the majority. The minority is a functional family. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and I didn't even know what that was growing up until I started to understand that, wow, I'm not feeling loved. I'm not feeling the way that I think I should be feeling in my life when I'm home around these people that I think are supposed to love me. So I started to get to a point of thinking, I want to figure this out. I wanted to figure out the who, what, where, why, when, you know, all the W's. So I took it upon myself to start to very slowly peel back the layers of why do I feel so yucky and crappy about myself. So I started to talk to professionals, like I said, probably 10 plus years back. And slowly, year by year, month by month, I started to figure out what I had been a product of. So I started to clean myself up, literally. And each time I cleaned myself up, over, I think, the past 5 years, the people that I started to work with said, you know what you are? And I thought, please tell me, because I still don't know. And they said, you are a diamond who is behaving like a rhinestone. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, you come from a dysfunctional family. You're not dysfunctional yourself. And every time you clean off more and more of that dysfunction off of your life, your heart, your mind, your soul, everything, you gain all that wisdom. And then this diamond is shining through and appearing through all of this coal, because the coal, of course, is formed by the pressure diamonds are formed by the pressure of coal. So I was this diamond hidden in all this coal. And as I wipe off the coal, this diamond started to appear. And that's when people started saying, oh my God, you're like this unique hidden gem. And I thought to myself, you know what? You're right. So I started to behave like that. And then the more and more wisdom that I felt and the more wisdom I gained about myself, other people, my family, why they speak the way that they do, act the way that they do, behave the way that they do, or don't speak in the way that I would like for them to do, or don't behave in the way that I would like for them to do, that gave me a immeasurable amount of wisdom and insight into people. And that is what catapulted my heart and my mind towards this expert communications coach. So bottom line, I kind of didn't choose it. It chose me, and my life just kept pointing in that direction. So that's how I got into this.
So when you have someone come to you, what is the process that you go through, or a couple? Because I know you do a lot of couples work as well.
I definitely do a lot of couples work, because couples have so many little challenges within their relationship, whether they're dating, engaged, married, 6 months into it, 2 years into it, 10 years into it. They just kind of can't stand each other, and they start fighting. And then they call me and say, hey, can you come talk to us? Can you figure this out for us? So the process that I go through is this. They reach out to me. And, of course, I have to qualify people, as most businesses do, because not everybody in the world is my client.
Mm-hmm.
So I qualify people, and I ask them specific information. I ask them, how old are you, how many marriages, how many kids, all of the information that I need to know to paint a picture of what their situation is. If I hear anything about a medical situation, I have to disqualify them because I am not a medical doctor. So I handle emotional and thought process. So if you've got, and I'm saying this in the most loving possible manner, a mental illness or a mental disorder is something that I do not deal with because, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a licensed medical doctor. I'm a certified coach. Therefore, that person would not be a client for myself, and I politely and professionally let them know these are the reasons I cannot ethically take you on. So when I do find clients that are talking about emotions and thoughts and communication and feelings, oh, come here, honey, you are my client. So I get into and I allow them to tell me everything they want to tell me, and it's basically just like a dumping of the brain, dumping of the heart. And in that process, I pull out golden tidbits that they don't know they're speaking about, but I do because I understand how the mind works and how everybody works and what communication is working and is not, and they don't know this, so I pull it out. Once they're finished, I review with them everything I've heard. That's a crucial point because they may not know at that point that, oh, my gosh, I actually do this. Oh, my gosh, I actually behave that way. You see this? And I have to let them know, well, you've chosen me to work with, and what I do is exactly this. So, yes, this is what I see. This is what I hear. And then I give them a choice. These would be my solutions for these issues. It's up to them at that point. Would you like to go further or would you not? This is a very important step as well because many people are dabblers and they want to figure out, well, I just want kind of to know what's going on. And then once I know what's going on, I don't want to pay for any more services and I just don't want to go live my life. So there are those kinds of people, and then there are the people who are thinking, you know what, I really want to have a fantastic, amazing life and relationship and to communicate to the best of my knowledge because I love this person so much and I want to invest in myself and him or her. So they become actual paying signed-up clients that I work with in a very, very in-depth personal manner. And the end result is a total transformation of a life, of relationship, of marriage, and all of that seeps into every other area of their life.
I love that. I love that. What are, when you're talking about in relationships, what are like the three top relationship issues that are brought up and how can you fix those relationship issues with superior communication?
Sure. Okay. So the top three issues that I hear over and over and over again, whether it be an individual talking about a significant other or if I'm sitting down with a couple, the number one thing that I see that breaks a lot of things down is the maturity factor. When you are a mature individual, you would not choose to assume anything. You're a mature enough individual to say, you know what? I'm not sure about this or that. So instead of assuming that he or she will get upset about this or that or will say this or that or whatever you're assuming, I'm going to lovingly and politely say, hey, honey, sweetie, pet names, whatever you want to say, I would like to do this. How would you feel about that? Ask them instead of saying, well, we can't do that because she's going to get mad at me or he's going to blow up and the whole fighting is going to start. Well, you don't know that unless you ask them in a loving, polite, mature way. So that's one thing. Second thing is assumptions. Assumptions are one of the biggest killers. Assuming brings upon just not having the right answers and going with whatever you think the other person would want That leads to lying, cheating, affairs, divorce, breakup, a slew of things that you don't want to have in your life. Nobody wants those things in their lives or in their relationships. But when you assume, you basically kill it.
Right.
The third aspect is respect. Without respect in a relationship, friendship, marriage, dating, work relationship, neighbor to neighbor, whoever, if there is disrespect, what do you have? Nothing but fighting and assumptions and immaturity and just a big mess. So to answer your question, maturity, assumptions, and respect.
I love that. And how do you kind of I'm assuming that a lot of people, when it comes to maturity, like I'm assuming a lot of people come to you and they don't realize they're being immature. So what is something that you can, what are some like red flags, I guess, that would tell you that immaturity is a issue that's causing you problems in the relationships in your life?
Catherine Huber. You are bringing up these amazing questions. No wonder why you are a host of TV, you should, of a radio show. These are like zinger golden nuggets. Oh, my God, I'm blown away by these questions.
Well, we want to give content, don't we, lady?
Of course. Of course we do. So, okay, how do I recognize that my clients are not being the most mature human beings that they could be? Mm-hmm. Defensiveness is a huge red flag. So when you go up to your partner and say, honey, sweetie, wife, husband, whoever it is, I'm asking you about dinner or something really normal and day-to-day, whatever it is, and you're coming at me and yelling at me or speaking to me in a disrespectful, unloving manner. Where is that coming from? Well, I am not. Well, you know what, sweetie? Yeah, you really are. So when I notice that as a coach, I see defensiveness. And when I do see it within each of the clients that I talk to, whether it be the husband, the wife, the man, the woman, whoever it is, because both parties do it. It's not gender bias at all. We're all guilty of it. I professionally bring it up and tell them your response, your facial expression, the words that you're choosing are riddled with defensiveness. I just want to let you know that. And, of course, they all come to me and say, you don't know what you're talking about. And sometimes they do argue with me. They really, really do. They really, really do. And one thing that I can say about that is the only thing I can do is let them know I see it, I hear it, it's happening, and I just want to bring it up to you. At that point, they still do argue with me. So when they're not really ready to listen to it and they're not really ready to deal with it, I have to know that at that point I need to back away.
Right. So I think one thing that I've heard you say over and over again so far in the first, 20 minutes is that you have, when you're going into something like coaching, and I find this with my clients as well. I mean, it's the same with like health and fitness as well. Like if you're looking at the very basic level, if you're wanting to make any change in your life, ultimately you, the person who is wanting to make the change, has to decide themselves that they're going to make the change. No matter who you hire, no matter how much money you shell out, no matter what books you read, if you're not really ready to accept that change, it's not going to happen, right?
That is pretty much correct, yes, but there's one little aspect of it that I really want to bring a lot of light onto.
Sure.
When you do find somebody that is being very defensive, two techniques that I use. Number one, many times I need to practice establishing more rapport with that person. In other words, more trust, more like, more getting into their world so that they're not so defensive. And baby steps, tiny, tiny, tiny baby steps to let them know that, hey, you know what? You may never have been taught this. You don't know what this world is all about in this context. It doesn't make you a bad person. So take all of that hurt and negativity and anger and everything away from them and let them know that you may be speaking in a defensive way, but if you don't even know what that world is and you're being that like that, there's a reason for that. They may not even know. So if you say, okay, you're being defensive, well, first of all, they're going to be defensive with, hey, you're telling me that I'm being defensive, I'm being a bad guy, I'm being a jerky girl, or whatever the case may be. no, I'm actually not. I'm actually trying to help you and let you know that it's not your fault. You were never taught. And number two, you're a really good person. And I know that you love your significant other. So let's back up and, you know, let's explore this a little bit. So I tend to soften up a whole lot in that situation and see how they respond. So if they respond by planting that just first, that will let them know that, huh, this coach isn't all that bad, and she's not telling me that I'm mean, I'm horrible, I'm a bad person. She's simply recognizing that, hey, I was never taught. I'm a good person. I'm a good this. I'm a good that. It's not my fault. And you're right. It's not your fault. You were just never taught. So that's another way that I would counteract that. At that point, it would simply be up to them as to whether they want to take that seed and run with it and let it grow and come back to me when they're ready, or they just don't, and they're just absolutely not ready, and they're probably, there's a phrase for it, they're not coachable.
Right. And I think in when you look at it in a relationship, the people that are listening, if they want to take this into the relationship, I think one thing that Tanya does in her coaching that you guys can do in your relationship is actually establish, not that you've already established rapport, right, in your relationship, but you can also establish the fact that you love them no matter what, and you just want them to be less defensive to your feelings. And just by saying, you know, I understand that this situation might be difficult for you, and I want you to understand my feelings, and this isn't your fault. I just want us to get along a little better. So I think that's something that they can do. Hey, you guys, if you do have questions for Tanya, I want you guys to give us a call, 646-716-7979, and that's 646-716-7979. So I'm going to kind of change gears on you. I know you kind of have, when people see you live, you're no joke, lady. You're like 100% authentic, if not a little more. Like, and I think you're like me. We can come off a little bit like, I'm going to tell you the stuff. And some people that might be like, whoa. So do you think that authenticity is something that people struggle with in general? And because you are really an authentic person, and that's one of the reasons that I just adore you so much, what is something that someone who doesn't feel as comfortable being 100% themselves, how does that struggle affect their relationships?
Oh, my goodness, another golden coin. That was a $1 million question, woman. Yes, okay. So let's go into being genuine and authentic. Wow, this is a big one. Most people want two things. People, human beings on a very basic level, need two things, just two things. Those two things are love, and on a very basic level, everything we do, I do, Catherine, you do, everybody does, we do it so that people will love us. And we want to be accepted, so we tend to look at what society is doing and marketing and branding and TV shows and celebrities and just everything under the sun. We want to do whatever society is doing because we want to fit in and be accepted. But when you fit in to be accepted, because we need to be accepted, and hopefully one of those accepting people kind of have feelings for us and maybe even start to love us and fall in love with us. So we're getting the acceptance and the love. But the counteraction to that is this. Most people in society today, and I'm sure for several years back and maybe several years in the future, will still want and need to have that acceptance. But for somebody like me who is so unique and so genuine, so authentic, I will readily admit that I do march to the beat of my own drum, much like you do, Catherine, in the fact that do I want to be loved and have acceptance? Of course I do, but on my terms, and my terms are riddled with a lot of moralistic standards and ethical standards and very healthy boundaries. So if a man were to approach me in a personal level, and treat me with disrespect or how he has treated the past 10 girls or 10 women that he's spoken to and gotten away with some shady behavior, I will have to let him know that, you know what, I know you're not a bad person. However, the way that you're speaking to me or behaving towards me is unacceptable in my world. Therefore, I have to let you know that this is not going to work. That is an extremely mature, out-of-the-box response that somebody who's not mature is not going to like. Their ego is going to be crushed by that. But that's who I am. And if you don't like, then maybe you have some work to do on yourself. And it's not coming from a place of arrogance at all. Nothing whatsoever. It's coming from a place of, I have worked very, very hard to find my own self-love and self-respect, which I did not have 10-plus years ago. Today, I do have that very, very strongly, and I hold on to that, and I hold that very, very dear to me. So when people want to be in my life and be in my world, even on a romantic level, I have to let them know, these are my boundaries, and these are why they're in place. And if you cannot uphold these boundaries or you're not in that space, I understand that. However, we cannot have this. So that's how I kind of deal with it. I don't abide by everything that society does or says. Or if you want to be popular, you have to buy this dress or smoke this cigar for guys or drink this drink at the bar for the guys or have this haircut or buy these shoes. If I don't like those shoes but 25 million other people do, guess what? I'm not going to buy those shoes because I don't like them. Maybe they don't fit well. Maybe they're not my style. But other people in the world think, but I want to be loved and accepted. So they go buy this stuff that they don't need. So that's the best way I can answer that question.
So if I'm one of those people who feels like acceptance is a form of love, you know, because I mean, what you're saying is they're two different things. Love and acceptance are two different things. But what if I have just developed this mindset of love and acceptance are the same thing. So I do everything in my power to be accepted. How can that negatively or positively, depending on how you look at it, how can that affect my relationships? And what's maybe one tip that my listeners could use to counteract that, to overcome a little bit of that need for acceptance?
Another excellent question. Another really, really excellent question. And this is going to be a difficult one to sort of explain, but I know what you're going. I know that the path that you're on right here. Feeling accepted is very difficult when you want to be authentic. So I did not used to be the way that I am today. I needed in the past to conform to a little bit of society to have acceptance, to feel accepted, to be in a relationship and to be loved and liked and to feel accepted. Anymore, today and further into my life, again, if you're comfortable in your own skin, you know yourself, you know that you're a great person, you love yourself, it all stems back to finding your self-love, accepting you for who you are authentically and holding on to that and knowing that you are a fantastically wonderful, sweet, loving, mature, respectful person. That is the key that I have found. So again, when I encounter people who don't get that, don't understand that, I think to myself, even though they appear to be the kind of person that I want in my life to some capacity, but they don't get me, we might not be the right fit. And what you're asking is, how do you be okay with that? And my answer is, it may not happen overnight, but the beginning portion of that is starting to really, really be comfortable with who you are, figuring out who you are by doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of journaling, a lot of who am I? Ask yourself, who am I? Do I think I'm this? What do I think of myself? What are my faults? What are my weaknesses? Just really honing in on who you are genuinely, authentically, not who your mom wants you to be, not who your boss wants you to be, not who your friends think you should be. Ignore all of that. And when you have some quiet time, reflect on yourself and think, what do I really like? You know what? My best friend right now really likes these three or four things. And you know what? I only like one of them. And the other two, I think, are just kind of like really stupid ideas. And I don't even like what she or he wears or how he or she speaks. And I really don't like his or her boyfriend or husband. Well, you might want to do some adjusting in your life because you can't change other people. And that, again, it goes back to, who are you and how comfortable are you in your own skin?
Right. And I think something that you would probably agree with is also surrounding yourself with people who are accepting of your natural you. I knew I couldn't become as confident or as authentic if I didn't decide, you know what, these people don't accept me or don't like me for who I am. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to find a coach. I'm going to find a community. I'm going to find people who like love Queen Sparkles Spitter, and that's who I'm going to spend my time with. Would you agree?
Bam, you got it. You hit the nail on the head. Yes, 100%.
Awesome. Okay, guys, don't forget, if you guys want a hour call with Miss Tanya, you need to go over to her Facebook page, facebook.com/TanyaSabbat9, and there's points in between all of those, or periods if you want to call them that, and use the hashtag pumped up energy under that post of Energy and Radiance Radio. And this is a $500 value, y'all. So this is a good deal. And I would invite you to go over to our Facebook profile and give that a little bit of a hashtag there. So Tanya, relationships are work. But also one thing I loved that you said in your kind of intro was that you cleaned yourself up. Like you cleaned yourself up, which I would consider to be, you know, like self-work and self-care, which can be draining. So how do you deal, how can you leave like feeling low without energy? And what are some tips that you can give clients that can help them clean up themselves, but also make sure that it's like not this like horrible, depressing process of I'm rehashing everything that ever has happened to me in my whole life?
Yep, I understand. Great question. Another one. You are just like on fire. You are a sparkle spitter. I love you so much. I adore you so much. A lot of the conversations that you and I have off radio go into so many more things about this stuff, that we had a really, really fantastic conversation last night about this and just personal issues and things like that. And we did cover some of this in that conversation. And our conversations are a little bit like fireworks, and they're like laughter, and it's just really, really real talk to a core. So I really love that about you. So again, when I go through the whole quote unquote cleanup process, yes, you're right. It can be extremely mentally, emotionally, physically draining, because you might cry, you might feel down, you might feel low, and all of those feelings you should and probably must go through in order to clean it up. It's me cleaning the coal off of the diamond that I'm in. So whenever the coal got cleaned off, I cried my eyes out, I bawled my eyes out, I was upset, I was hurt, I was this. And then when those feelings are able to pass through your mind, your body, your heart, and you cry it out, you talk it out, you yell it out, whatever you need to do, go to the gym and punch a punching bag, and you do become very, very physically exhausted, your eyes are all puffy, that's necessary to let that all out. That's like the dumping out of the yuck process. That is beautifully, wonderfully necessary. Now, to come back from that, once you come back, after you do the whole dumping thing and you're just like, ugh, I really recommend if you can take a nap, if you can meditate, just quiet your mind in whatever process works for you, whether it be just sitting by yourself, sitting with your own thoughts, meditating, yoga, something really quiet, being around people that you really, really love, not even talking to them about anything, but just being around among people that your heart feels very, very comfortable and very loving with, to really nurture you, because at that stage you might be feeling a little bit raw and a little bit vulnerable, which I've been through myself. And that's why I say just quiet your whole world down for maybe a day or two, or however long it takes for that cleanup to really just kind of settle in and let the dust settle and let the pieces fall where they may. And I also want to bring in the quote of, a lot of people say this, you know what, go sleep on it. The whole quote unquote sleep on it is very, very important, because when you sleep, you might or might not dream, and dreaming, whether you dream or not is not the key. It does not matter whether you dream or not is not key. But if you do, it's also very telling. But what you do when you sleep is you allow your unconscious mind, the part of your mind that controls everything about you, all your thoughts, feelings, everything, it allows your unconscious mind to process all of the work that you just did. And it allows your mind to take those pieces, parts, and all those golden nuggets and all that yuck and hurt and pain, and to file it away into filing cabinets so that it's there for the lesson, which becomes the wisdom, but it no longer pains away at your heart. It no longer hurts you. It no longer has you feel angry or hurt or sad or mad because you've dealt with those emotions. So just learn to quiet your mind, quiet your heart, quiet your whole world, and just let your mind really process however that is for you. And again, meditating, journaling, being around people that you love, and just being really quiet and giving yourself that time to reflect.
Right. I love like a good bubble bath or like a massage or something. I mean, I love going and hitting the gym as well, but just if we're going to do like quiet zen, which is not always easy for me, I'm not going to lie. Definitely some bath salts, whatever, something that you can take your mind off of that. I love that process. And I love the fact that you said that the process is necessary, as well as you have to take time to reflect and absorb all of that so that this difficulty, this struggle, this cleanup process can actually be a lesson and can turn into wisdom that you can use in other situations in your life. Like that is like, guys, literally write that down, write it down right now, because that is the nugget of the century for sure. I just got a message from someone on Facebook. This is so funny. They're too scared to call in, but remember guys, you can call in. Don't be scared. I am the Sparkle Queen, but I'm not going to bite your head off. And Tanya will definitely she'll be like loving Tanya too. I promise. 646-716-7979. 646-716-7979 is the number. But this question, I will ask it for them because I'm just that kind of a person. They've been listening and they've been listening to you, and they seem to think that your process seems to focus on taking control of your own life, which I would agree. I think you can't be 100% in a relationship if you're not, 100% in your own life. So, since your process talks about cleaning yourself up, taking control of your own life, being responsible, what are three tips that you can give clients to do this? Three things that they can do in the next week, the next month that can help them, take control of their own life?
That's an excellent, excellent question. Another golden nugget. This answer is not going to be easy, and I'm not going to lie about that, but this is one thing that I highly recommend doing, but it's not very easy to do at first, which is taking 100% responsibility for your words and actions. So when you're having an argument with somebody, your best friend, your boss, your husband, your wife, your loved one, whoever it may be, it doesn't even matter who it is. An argument takes place between two people, okay? So even though you think, well, they started it, and they think, well, no, they started it. Well, that is the six-year-old mentality of, well, he started it, she started it. That is not mature, and that is not taking responsibility. So the first thing you need to do is learn the tough lesson of really taking responsibility for what did I do to contribute to this argument, this disagreement, this assumption, this whatever it is. Taking responsibility for your words and actions and your mess-ups and your slip-ups, because let's face it, we're all human. Nobody's perfect. Do I mess up? Does Tanya Marcus Abbott mess up? Sometimes. Does Tanya mess up? Sometimes. Oh my goodness, yes. If I had a nickel for every time I messed up, oh please. How do you think I learned all this wisdom? I messed up like years and years and years, and then I finally figured out, oh, I need to take responsibility for that and that and that and that. And then I found myself having to apologize, or wanting, not having to, but I wanted to apologize to a lot of people for really putting them through kind of a hellish experience with me. And they came over to me, some of them came over to me and said, wow, you've come a long way. I never thought that you were going to see the light of day with that one. And I said, no. I take full responsibility for that whole fight. So the first one is taking responsibility, which, again, is not the easiest thing to do. And it's a habit. It's a muscle, like anything else, needs to be worked on over and over and over until it's strengthened. Mine currently is very strong because I've been working on it for so long. Number two, again, the whole maturity factor. The more mature you can work on yourself, work on knowing how to navigate through a difficult situation with a difficult person in a difficult conversation without yelling or spewing out immature words or little daggers that you know will hurt the other person. That does not serve you or them. So maturity is a huge portion of this. Okay, and maturity extends into so many things, and taking responsibility stems into so many other arteries and veins. But those are two things that I would definitely do. And the third one, again, is really, really not conforming to what people think that you should be. For instance, if your mom, husband, wife, whoever says, you should be more like this, you should be more like this, you should. Well, you know what? If that's not in alignment with who you authentically are, then no, you should not be like that. If you feel that somebody's disrespecting you and somebody's telling you, no, you just need to be polite to them. Well, in my book, in my thinking and my thinking process, no, I'm not going to be polite to somebody who's disrespecting me. That's a personal boundary. I'm not going to come at them and yell at them, but I'm just going to let them know, you know what? What's going on here? I don't really appreciate this. Therefore, I'm just going to walk over here and let you do your thing. It's a polite, I recognize this is happening. I want to let you know I don't appreciate it. Therefore, I'm going to excuse myself and walk over here. That's a very mature and very polite way to tell somebody, what you're doing over here, No. It doesn't even fit in my world because I love myself so much that I'm not going to let you speak to me or treat me in that manner.
Absolutely. And I think all of those things, like, this is going to kind of lead. I love that we're talking about this because it's kind of, I'm like so excited because this is going to lead in my next question. But I think all of those things make people more attractive. And honestly, that leaks into, to me, how I see people. Like the way that people, yeah, there's like that immediate physical attraction or whatever when you're looking at relationships or even friends. Like, to be honest, I think we have, you see someone, you're like, oh, that girl looks like she could be my friend. Or you're like, ooh, that guy could definitely be my lover for sure. And I think when you're one of those people who's taking 100% responsibility, you're mature, and you also don't conform to the norm. We're going to use that hashtag conform to the norm. I think that is sexy. You know, it's attractive. It's awesome. And I think the other thing I love that you said is apologizing it's a muscle. Like, it's not hard. None of us want to be wrong, and it's painful. I mean, I had to apologize to you yesterday because I'm a ding-a-ling and just like jumped the gun on something. and you know, like it's not easy. I don't like being wrong. Like, I just don't like it. But the more you do it, the easier it is, right?
Of course, it's a muscle. None of us are born to be honest 100% of the time. None of us, not even me. And sometimes I mess up, and sometimes I act like, you know, the 6-year-old brat because I'm tired or I'm hungry or I'm whatever. And I think, you know what? Oh, I just acted like a total brat to that person at the grocery store or the bank or whoever. So sometimes I slip up too. But what I do also is I catch it. And as soon as I catch it, I stand in line and talk to that person directly and say, you know what? I am so sorry for blah, 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 blah. Take 2 minutes of their time. And they usually look at me and say, honey, no problem. Don't worry about it. I cannot believe you came back and just apologized. Nobody does that. And I say,
right.
I know. Nobody does do that, but they should.
Totally. People should. And honestly, it's sexy. Like, have you ever had someone be like a guy on the street or a girl on the street come up to you when they bumped into you and turned around and looked at you, like totally like grabbed your eyeballs and looked at you and said, I'm really sorry about that. Not like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, but like a real, like you had a human moment with somebody else on the street that bumped into you. And it's just like, you know what? Your heart kind of like starts to go a little faster. And it's not that you're like, oh, I want to jump their bones or anything, but it's just like, wow, like that was a real human connection. I told you I'm going to be 100% real. Real.
I think that what you just said, most of the listeners have been there. Have I been there? A million times, of course. Of course I have. And yeah, when you get that human connection from somebody of the opposite sex that you physically find attractive or sexy or whatever, and they do that, and you have that like 1 minute of, oh my God, this really beautiful woman or really, really sexy guy says that to you, and you have that 2 seconds of connection, that, honey, my dear, is dopamine. That is your natural happy pill. Oh, my God. Yes.
Gotta love it. Ugh. Okay, so many people worry about looks when it comes to attracting and keeping the significant other. How important are physical looks? And I would even apply this into, like, Instagram. Like, if you're trying to build a business, like, you care about what you look like. Or on Periscope, like, what factor in attracting others, whether it be a significant other or a client, how important are looks? What do you think?
Okay. Let's get really, really real here, all right? Let's get really real here. As far as looks go, it is human nature to be attracted to whatever our eyes and our mind find physically appealing. Artwork, a house, a car, a diamond, something that is physically appealing. It attracts our eye. It gets our attention, okay? That's a chemical and biological thing that nobody can deny, not even me. So when I see that guy walking down the street or in the car or at a gas station or wherever I see him and I think, whoa, my God, look at you. Automatically I'm looking at him like, okay, first thing, where's the ring? Let me see the left hand. That's the very first thing I want to see personally. And if I do see a ring, then obviously my morals say, okay, totally off limits. So are looks important? Absolutely. But are they everything in a relationship? No. No, and I'll explain that more right now. While looks are generally the first thing we look at in other people and in our attraction process, you never know whether the way that they appear on that day really emulates the picture that you're painting of them in your mind. And we all do this, especially when people that are doing the online dating and all this other kind of stuff, where you've never really met them, you've only seen a picture or maybe heard their voice on the phone. You have no idea who they are chemically and biologically. So you create this whole fairy tale of, oh, we're going to go live a happily ever after, and this person, this girl, this woman, this guy is so wonderful, and so this and so that, and then you go meet them face to face, and you discover that the world that you created in your life, in your mind, I'm sorry, not in your life, but in your mind, is completely not what they presented. And then it's just like totally, oh my God, how do I get out of myself, out of the situation? So again, looks, yes, very important, but they're not everything. And being an energized, amazing workout woman like you are, keeping up your physical appearance is extremely important. Yes, it's extremely important for your health, for your energy, because it takes energy to go out and be your authentic self. It takes energy to feel good. It takes energy to feel good to speak in a mature way. It takes energy to feel good enough to be mature. It takes energy to feel good enough to be authentic. So it all goes back to having the physical energy. When you feel energized and happy and good and wonderful with yourself, your physical body, it emulates in every single thing that you do. Your mood, the way that you speak, your body, your facial expressions, the word choices that you use, your tone of voice, everything. So to sum up this answer, I would definitely say that a lot of people in this world may not have the best personal hygiene. So I do think that looks and personal hygiene kind of go hand in hand. So if you get in the shower and you don't shave, or you're wearing, you know, scruffy clothes, or just not, you know, as polished as you could be, and you want to find that really top-notch guy or girl, well, you're going to attract what you give out. So if you look a little bit sloppy and unkept and not as clean or not smelling as fresh and wonderful as we would like you to, you're probably going to repel a lot of really good people. So it all kind of works in together.
Right. Absolutely. And I think it's something too that plays into your energy level, like how you, it's not just like if you dress, they're going to see you as more confident, more blah, 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 but you're going to feel that way too. So then you put off this energy that's like, come and get me type of person. So going into that, how important is energy in relationships? Like the energy to, like you said, you have to have energy to keep up a good conversation, to be mature. How important is energy in relationships?
Energy in relationships, in my opinion, is insanely important, because a lot of things that are fun to do in a relationship are playing sports, are going out for a walk, are going to a party, or going to a sports event, or going to a concert, or doing something very physical, or just walking through the park and flirting with each other. And even the act of, you know, being sexual and kissing and all that stuff, well, that takes energy too. Everything takes energy. So the more that you do stay in shape, and when you stay in shape, it helps you to enhance your physical energy levels. And it makes you feel like, okay, he or she wants to go for a run, wants to go to this game, wants to go to this sports event, wants to go to this park, wants to go to this, whatever the physical thing is. That entails us walking around, strolling hand in hand, flirting and kissing for about 2 hours. Well, that takes energy, but that's such an amazing, wonderful chemistry, beautiful, loving time that you can have to build an authentic, genuine relationship.
And I think energy attracts people. I mean, I'm convinced.
Absolutely. Yes.
Maybe I'm ignorant to how I look or whatever, but I truly believe that the reason I have built an audience on Periscope is because of the energy that I exude. I mean, yeah, my looks are great, like whatever. I mean, that's all good. But when it comes down to at the end of the day, it's because of the energy that makes me more beautiful. And I would agree with most people. If they have a good energy, you look more beautiful. So this is the new year. I know a lot of people are looking for the man or the woman of their dreams. How does someone attract the love of their life? Not just like the sexiest guy alive, but I mean the love of their life or woman, whatever floats your boat.
Again, I keep going back to the same three key things, because honestly, if you want to sum down everything that we need to have in our lives to attract exactly what you're asking me about, it truly does go back to the fundamentals. It comes from inside of you, your heart, your mind, your soul, and your chemistry and your energy, your physical energy as well. All of that. And so many people in this world do not have that, but they fake it. And I kind of am an expert at knowing whether somebody's faking it or not, because I have to, being in the industry that I'm in. So when you say A, but I see no signs of A, and you're not talking about A, and your tone is not A, I think, oh, so you're claiming to be A, and let's say A at this point is mature. Well, you're saying that you're like this big, mature person, and you're wonderful, and you've got it all together. Yet the word choice, and the way that you're dressing, and the way that your verbiage is, and your housekeeping, and just everything about your life, and everything that I see and feel and emulate from you, says otherwise. So I think that all still goes back to who you are on the inside. How do you feel about yourself? Do you value yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you really? Because most people in this world will say that they do, but I can tell you they don't. They may to a specific point, but if your life is not working out in some areas that you really find important, they're not working out, you've got to first look at yourself. What are you doing or not doing that is causing those results to happen? So if you are getting results that you are not pleased with, the first thing that I would say to you is, what is your personal responsibility in obtaining that result?
Absolutely.
Stop looking at the magic answer and anybody else. Oh my God, my boyfriend is so this. Oh my God, my wife is so this. Oh my God, the other person. Well, what are you doing to cause them to act or speak like that? Are you putting up with their immature, crap? And if you are, shame on you. Then learn how to not put up with it. Get some boundaries going in your life.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So, guys, I want to recap kind of the biggest golden nuggets out of this entire radio show. The biggest three tips that Tanya is going to give you to run your own life, to attract the people you want, to be more effective in your relationships. Take 100% responsibility, friends. Be mature and learn how to navigate different situations. That means you have to expose yourself to different situations to get your practice on, right? And then don't conform to what people think you should be. You got to figure out who you are inside, what drives you, and what makes you the person that you are. Tanya, thank you so much for being on this show. This has been so amazing, lady. This has been an awesome show. And I hope that you guys have learned a whole lot from Tanya. If you want to contact her, best way is to, what is that, Tanya? Tell me what that is.
You can please, please, please do two things that will just get me directly. Number one, my email address is my last name. S like Sam, A like Apple, B Bob, A like Apple, T Tom, Sabbath. The number 70@yahoo.com. That is the best way, and I would love for you to fill up my inbox with questions. And, oh, my goodness, everything. Ask me anything in the world that you want. I won't know who you are unless you want me to know who you are, so it can all be as confidential as you want it to be. And speaking as a professional, I hold confidentiality to the utmost respect, the utmost degree, or else I'm in the wrong industry again. So please email me. I would love to hear from all of you.
Awesome. So send Tanya an email, you guys, because she is ready and willing to help you with your questions. So I hope you've enjoyed this, everybody. Don't forget, I've got that Tai Chi interactive on bit.ly/ERRadioTaiChi. And join me every day at 9 a.m. Central on my daily Periscope for your dose of daily sparkle spitting. Tanya, I always ask, at the end of each of my radio shows, one twinkle tip. And a twinkle tip is something that my listeners can do today. The people that are on this show today can go out and do and implement to give them more energy, to make them feel better, and to make them feel more sparkly. What is your twinkle tip?
My twinkle tip is this. Celebrate the fact that you have done so much work and so many wonderful things in your life. You are a fantastic, immensely lovable, loving human being. And sometimes we forget that we are these really, really great individual, genuine people. Know that, understand that, live that, learn that, eat that, sleep that. You guys are amazing human beings created on this world. Remember that and just practice being very, very grateful for all of the good that you have in your life that you created, because you're an amazing human being.
I love that. I think that we all need to realize that, you know, where you are in life, no matter where it is, you've gotten this far. And that is something that we need to celebrate. Something I always do in introduction with all of my clients. You got to take some time to celebrate how amazing you are to get yourself to this point. There are people that haven't made it to this point in their life. So celebrate and show gratitude for that. I love that tip. That's awesome. We're so in line with that, Tanya. I'm not surprised. And I decided we're sisters from another mister.
We are so sisters, woman. My gosh.
Totally, totally.
Absolutely.
So you guys, this has been awesome. This has been awesome. If you guys have questions, if you're listening to the replay, you know where to find me on Periscope, on Twitter. All of the information to find Tanya, including her email address and her Facebook page, are going to be in the link below. So you just check that out and you'll be able to connect with her and even maybe do some coaching with her. That would be freaking amazing. So twinkle tip again, that you guys... celebrate
yourself.
What were you going
to
say?
You would not reach out to me. You would be silly not to reach out to me, people. Oh, my God. You have no idea of the value that I can add into your life. Seriously.
Agreed.
I want to hear from you amazing people.
Agreed. I totally agree, Tanya. And I want to thank you again for being on my show. I truly appreciate the fact that you spent time prepping for this. It's not just the hour that you were on here. It's you prepping. It's getting me all the information, even if I choose to make up some other stuff on my own. You know what I'm talking about. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I want to thank all of you for taking time to listen, because time is something that you can never get back. So I truly appreciate the fact that you guys spent a little bit of time with me. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Go out, spit some sparkles, celebrate yourself, show some freaking gratitude for yourself, because you guys are amazing. So we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.